Welcome to the HP 5 in 5, 5 IT healthcare related questions asked and answered in 5 minutes. Today we are covering the topic of touch-based computing at the point of care. It is my great pleasure to chat again with Dr. Joseph Kim, President of MCM Education and founder of multiple mobile health and health IT websites. Dr. Kim continues to add to his already huge web following. He holds degrees from MIT, the University of Arkansas College of Medicine, and UMass Amherst School of Public Health. He is notably listed in the top 10 physicians to follow on Twitter. Welcome back, Dr. Kim.
Thanks for having me here.
Dr. Kim, how do you think touch-based computing is improving the interaction at point of care?
You know, it's vital to create meaningful dialogues with patients as quickly as possible. And due to the high volume, you know, docs are very busy these days. A touch-based computer really allows a doctor to connect with the patient and engage that person about relevant conditions. So, for instance, if you have a patient with cancer and they have a large tumor, you can actually take a touch-based tablet and show that patient the tumor, manipulate the image, zoom in and out, and even let the patient touch the tumor and ask questions specific to the doctor. I think that kind of dialogue really enhances patient engagement, patient satisfaction, as well as retention about the key points that the patient needs to remember when he or she leaves the office visit.
Speaking of touch screens, why do you think convertible tablet PCs are popular among physicians?
You know, physicians traditionally have entered a lot of data using a keyboard, but they also love the portability of a tablet, and a convertible PC that allows them to flip-flop is really that ideal form factor, particularly for those who work in a hospital setting. You know, these doctors, they're always on, and you combine that mentality with the tech-savvy younger generation, and these convertible tablet PCs are perfect. When the doctor is standing up, they simply use it in tablet mode. When the person has to enter a lot of data, the person just finds a place to sit down, flips it into a laptop, and can quickly type and be super productive. And I think it really does combine the best of both worlds.
Could we talk a minute about the stylus pen as a tool for data entry? Would you be able to explain to us the benefits of the stylus or pen on a touchscreen device?
Yeah, the computers that are coming with the active digitizer stylus pens are highly precise. They allow you to actually write very legibly on the screen, and the software can even convert some of that handwriting into text. And I think for a lot of doctors, when you're talking to a patient, you don't want to move your eye away from the screen, and you want to keep that engagement with that patient. So instead of tap, tap, tapping on the screen, simply just jotting down a few notes with a pen is a much better way to stay engaged with that patient. It also allows you to draw diagrams, pictures, and you can draw it very precisely, and you can share that with your patients as well. So I think those computers that particularly that have that active digitizer pen are really helpful in the healthcare environment.
And how do you think touch-based computers are helping to streamline clinical workflow efficiency?
So we spoke earlier about that increased collaboration between the doctor and the patient, but also it really does enhance the communication amongst clinicians. And when we think about that clinician-to-clinician collaboration, in the case of a cancer patient again, you may have a medical oncologist, a surgeon, a radiation oncologist, as well as a pathologist all treating that same patient. They're looking at the same images and the same data sets. And so, you know, at the HIMSS conference at 2012, HP actually demonstrated something called a vantage point. It's an 11-foot-wide digital wall that supports up to 32 simultaneous touch points. And if you had something like that in a medical conference room and multiple doctors were sharing images and rotating things and just looking at the same patient and interacting and communicating that way, I believe that's really the future of how patient care will occur in the hospital setting.
Thank you, Dr. Kim. Finally, many hospitals use computers on wheels or cows as a method for transporting their computer equipment. What are your thoughts on them in the light of our conversation about convertible tablet PCs? Do you believe that they're still relevant in a busy hospital environment?
Yeah, the computers on wheels is still a very relevant form factor. And I think that when we consider how the traditional ones were bulky, cumbersome, expensive, and had poor battery life, we're seeing that the newer ones are much better in all of those areas. And we're also seeing that some carts are powered with tablets that you can just simply slide in and out. So it still gives people the full-size keyboard, the separate mouse, as well as, in many cases, a much larger monitor. But in the case of the removable tablet, you can just simply take that, walk right into the patient's room, walk back out, and then still remain highly productive. I think the other key point is that for some people who have physical disabilities or other limitations, this is a form factor that's very valuable to have in the hospital setting. And that's why I think they'll still be relevant for a very long time.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kim. I appreciate your insight, and I'll look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Great. Thanks for having me here.
This recording is being sponsored by HP. However, opinions on products and services expressed are those of the healthcare professional being interviewed.